to another episode of Pit Lane Parlay.
We are live in Gasoline Alley with Santino Ferrucci, and I am joined by Tanner Watkins from OpenWheels.com. Santino, first off, thanks for joining us this morning. It's been a relatively clean week for you. How are you feeling going into Fast Friday?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say everything's probably on track with where we had set things up last week. You know, there's a set run plan that you go through. There's a set changes that you make, you know, and you strictly follow that, and you do also what the conditions give you. And yesterday it started to rain right as we started to try and trim, but, you know, it's the way of life.
Days at Indy are quite long. There's a lot to absorb. What's been the biggest part of the learning curve you so far?
Yeah, it's the consistency, you know, going out. You have basically four corners every lap that you have to nail perfectly. You have to turn in perfectly. You have to apex perfectly. You have to exit perfectly. And, you know, you can't make any mistakes, and it catches people off guard. And I think a couple of the rookies, you know, unfortunately found that out. And, you know, it's just trying not to be part of that and trying to just keep it clean and keep it all four wheels on intact on the pavement.
You've had a couple close calls with the wall. I've seen, you know, you pulled a Graham Rahal, you know, 2 days ago, and I think you couldn't fit my phone in between. Does that make you, in the long run, more comfortable because you kind of know, okay, I can't go past this limit, otherwise I am going to, you know, have the same fate as a few others have had this week?
Yeah, funny enough, you know, I had that incident going through one. Turn in was good, apex was good, and I think it was just weird gust of wind, something strange, and it just kind of pushed me offline. I kept my foot in it, just to keep my foot in it, and I saw the wall coming, and I didn't really think much of it. You know, and I knew it was close. Then I saw the replay. I was like, oh, that was really close. So, but no, I mean, it's stuff like that. You know, you can't, you know, you just go through, you know, you do stuff like that. And you look at Ed Carpenter's pull run last year, and he's car and a half off the wall, you know, straightening up the short chutes, cutting tracks distance down. And, you know, you kind of sit there and you wonder why you did that. And you go talk to your spotters, try to get understanding, because the oval is new to me. You know, I'm trying to figure out how to find speed, how to keep momentum, you know, and some of the things that I'm trying, you know, I'm learning. So got to figure out how to go faster and make yourself faster. You can't just always rely on the car and the engine.
In this learning process, how closely do you analyze and take a look at some of the mistakes that guys like Alonso, Rosenquist, and Pato yesterday? How close do you analyze their accidents and maybe try to understand what they did so it doesn't happen to you?
Yeah, I mean, it's stuff like that. Like, with Alonso's accident was pretty clear. I mean, he just got a little too close to Graham, lost the car, a little bit understeer, slid into the wall. And you have an accident like you saw yesterday in two between Pato and Rosenquist. Those are a little bit more scary because, you know, you're not quite sure what went wrong. And I'm sure if you talk to those guys, I mean, they probably have an idea. But when you have something that happens just that fast, and, you know, it kind of kills your confidence a little bit because, you know, it can happen to anyone at any time. So you see that as another driver that didn't crash, and you're like, oh shoot, got to be careful. You know, and it may, you know, they looked like they were just down early, turned in early, you know, and I've been having a really late turn-ins, really late arcs, more because that's what my spotter wants, who's Pancho Carter, who's been around this place a couple of times, I'd say. But, yeah, having fun.
That's a pretty good spotter to have. So, you know, going into Fast Friday and qualifying weekend, you know, how confident are you in the car? What are you expecting from qualifying? Maybe, you know, how confident are you going into, you know, the potential of bumping?
Yeah, I mean, you look at yesterday's run and we're kind of like, we're not quite sure where we are in qualifying pace. I mean, we know we have enough to make the show. We're not quite sure where in the show. We're more confident in our race car. You know, we have something that races really well. I can tuck up right into people's gearboxes just fine and pass, which is more important than trying to qualify in the top nine. So, I mean, once you're in the show, you're in the show. I mean, to win this race from last, it's not, you know, it's been done before. So it's, you know, you have, like, Hunter Ray started 23rd one year and won the race, and it doesn't really matter once you, where you start. James Davison, a couple of years ago, started mid-pack, was leading it by halfway.
Yeah.
And anything happens, it's a 500-mile race. You know, once you're in, you just survive, and if you can pass and race, it's all that matters.
In qualifying, part of it through the four laps is staying up on your in-car tools, and also that becomes immensely important in the race. Between weight jacker and the roll bars, what's kind of been the best way for you to find balance in the car while you're out there when you notice the balance is starting to shift a little bit?
I mean, with the roll bars, I use more in traffic. You know, I like softening the front up when I'm running in a pack. Makes my life a little easier, and the exits have a little bit more confidence. When I'm on my own, I'm using my weight jackers more so, just because they're more minuscule, they're more, you know, fine-tuning. You know, when you're in a pack, you need a big adjustment, but once you get clean air, you got to remember, you know, one of the things, key things, is back out of it. Seb said that's, you know, what caught him off guard a couple of times. You know, he said one thing, you get one warning and that's it. So, you know, I'm trying to keep that, take that to heart, and, you know, just try and stay active. You know, the other thing, it's kind of boring to sit around, do four laps, and not change anything. So it's kind of cool to be on the tools and, you know, just trying new things.
I'll wrap it up with two more questions here. First off, you know, obviously this is your rookie year at Indy. What has surprised you the most about this track?
How much of a road course it is compared to an oval. I mean, Texas is an oval.
Yeah.
This place, this is like the most challenging in a sense of you challenge yourself corner to corner. Like, you challenge yourself to be smoother. You challenge yourself to turn in better. You challenge yourself to straighten the wheel sooner. And, you know, it's all little things that add up. I mean, in four corners, I mean, this is a long lap. Personally, like, for me, I did the qualifying sim yesterday. I was like, four laps is like, wow, by your own, this is taking forever. Yeah. I mean, when you're in traffic, it's fun. I mean, the racing is insane. I love it. I mean, I love the idea of setting people up and going to pass. That's probably the most exciting thing about it. But, no, man, the laps around here, by yourself, they're long.
All right, so first off, you know, again, thank you for joining us this morning. I know it's a busy morning, but, you know, with the potential for rain on Sunday, you know, does that change your mindset going into qualifying tomorrow at all? Are you just, you know, going into it like you would anyway, or is it a little bit more emphasis on making sure, you know, you're in the the top 30?
I don't think it really changes anything. I mean, it's kind of weird. You have an engineer that's been doing this for so long, kind of says, well, this is where your car is, and this is where you are, and this is where we're going to be. So it's one of those things where, you know, I just do my job, he does his job, and Honda gives us a good engine, and we're done. So day's pretty simple.
Cool. Well, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
We are driving around Gasoline Alley here with Ben Hanley from Dragon Speed Racing. Tanner, again, is helping me out. So, Ben, you know, for a team on a limited schedule this year, you've had an impressive week so far. You know, P17 in the non-tow yesterday. What can you attribute that to? Hardworking team, learning quickly. You know, what do you think about it?
We've just been really just concentrating on ourselves. We've not really been looking at anyone else's times or trying to be the quickest out there. We're just really trying to get the right balance. And I think first of all is we started the first couple of days super safe with downforce. So while I got comfortable with the car and the track and, you know, the speeds, the walls, everything like that. So we've just been playing it really safe and slowly trying to work our way through the mechanical balance first. And then once we're happy with that, and we've also done some full tank runs. And then once we got in a pretty happy zone, then we started to take off a little bit of downforce. We did a little bit of a quali run, if you like, yesterday. A few other teams did the same thing around the same time of day, so yeah, we're just quietly doing our own thing and not trying to get too caught up in the whole trying to do, you know, 2:30s on test days.
Understandable.
Ben, this is your first time in Indianapolis. What's been the most challenging part of the learning curve to this point?
I think it's patience. You know, really, we've spent 2 days super safe, and obviously you want to go quick, and a few moments with understeer, especially when I got near traffic. So, you know, we've seen, you know, all the crashes so far have been people getting caught out in traffic. So I was being really cautious to start off with when I got near other cars, and also with the balance. And you get to a certain point and you're like, right, okay, now we want to go a bit more aggressive with the balance. But, you know, it only took a couple of changes and the aero balance was in the right window, and it's just minor things. So, you know, it's just that patience, and having that patience to be able to slowly work your way towards a balance. You know, you don't want to make any what you might think is a standard change in normal circumstances. Here it's huge, so, you know, just tiny little bits of changes on the wings, and it does make a massive difference here. And yesterday, especially with the wind in the afternoon, we really saw, you know, then the place became really apparent as to how much it changes each time you go out. Because, you know, we went out one time and the wind was a little bit strong but pretty consistent, and then 10 minutes later we went out and it was a bit more blustery, and that changed the balance. And, you know, you heard, I think everybody was complaining up and down the pit lane of the conditions were really difficult. And I tried to stay out and do a longish run in that time just to try and get used to those conditions, because we think it's going to be like that on race day. So, you know, yeah, it's tough, but we've got to be out there in the worst parts of the day to know what the track's going to be like when it's hot, and know what it's going to be like at the worst point of the day when it's the hottest and the sun's the strongest. So we've been running a lot of the time when very few cars are on track, and it's for that reason, because we're trying to learn what the worst conditions are going to be like.
Sure. So, you know, stepping back from the month of May, more of an IndyCar in general question, you know, obviously as a rookie, what's been the overall biggest surprise through your, you know, first couple races?
Well, we knew that, we know the competition's super tough. You know, there's Penske, Andretti, Ganassi, you know, these are all well-established teams with decades of experience. So you're coming up and you're expecting or wanting to challenge those, but we've also got to be realistic and slowly work our way through the program. You know, like I said, same thing here, really. Here everything's magnified, but you still don't want to be at the first race in St. Pete trying to be in the top 10. You know, you're going to end up in the wall and crashing, and then you lose the whole weekend, maybe if you damage the tub or something. So as a new team starting out, we've also got to respect every track we go to and respect the competition. We've slowly been getting much better, more in race pace than anything, and that's probably what we've been focusing on, is more trying to get a better car for the race and not so much for the quali. So that's starting to show. I think the last couple of stints in Barber, we were on pace with the pack in front of us. So that's our goal, you know, is to, if we're away from the pack, let's try and get onto the pack. We're not trying to be in front of the pack from being behind them, you know. You can't make that jump, so we're just really trying to get that. And this car is very different to a lot of the nearly everything that we've driven, you know, and work together as a team. It's really, there's a lot of weight behind us, and it's there's definitely some tricks onto how to control that properly, and then in turn that gives you a good balance. So yeah, we're doing okay. We're kind of hitting the targets we're setting for ourselves, but here is a different place and a different scenario. So we don't know where we're at until we go out for quali tomorrow, and until that's done, no one really knows where they are. You know, the strong teams know that they're strong, but, you know, mid pack backwards, I think everyone's just vying. Everyone wants to be in front of P30. So
seems fair.
Yeah.
When you see the accidents that we've watched this week, how much do you pay attention to those and try to learn from the mistakes that Alonso, Rosenquist, and O'Ward potentially made, so that you don't get caught out in the same situation, perhaps?
A lot. First day in the afternoon, you know, we've had a safe balance, so I had some understeer and exit of one. In the middle of the corner, just got a little bit of push. I lifted, but it never came back. So that understeer stayed with me all the way to the exit. And I ended up really close. I think saw Rahal yesterday actually clip the wall.
Yeah.
So, you know, I didn't clip the wall, but I was really close. And just that little moment just really made you appreciate that, you know, if you just clip the wall, it's big, you know. It's not, you're not clipping the wall and getting away with it, really, unless you're a bit lucky. But yeah, if I would have clipped the wall, then it could have ended up spinning us to the inside, big shunt, and then that's the
lines.
And we don't have a spare tub, so that's us out. So I've personally, as a driver, I also have to keep in the back of my mind that, you know, we have one car and that's got to get us to the race. So I've done quite a few runs near traffic. I've mostly been coming out, say, in the middle of a train I've let a train catch me, so just so I'm building up to it. I'm not trying to rush into it, and it's probably going to be a bit more difficult for us in the race compared to other people who've been running a lot in traffic. But at the same time, we want to be in the race, so first we've got to qualify.
Makes sense. So, speaking of qualifying, you know, tomorrow looks like a pretty warm day. Sunday, you know, looks like it might be a washout. Does that put even more importance in your eyes on, you know, making sure you're in a good spot for qualifying tomorrow, or are you going into it with the exact same mindset no matter what?
No, I'm not looking at Sunday. The first hurdle for us is Saturday qualifying, so that's where we're looking. And it's another thing we've noticed over the week is, obviously, the top teams, they know what these little changes in temperature do. We don't, so
right. That's
why I said previously we've been trying to run in the hottest times of the day. You know, we did a race run, you know, full tank when it was the worst conditions. There wasn't many people on track. But, you know, we've been looking at the weather, and that's more likely what it's going to be like in race day and on quali. So we've been trying to do most of our running at those not-so-good times for speeds, but hopefully it's going to pay off when we come to the warmer days, like, you know, this lunchtime. Probably today is going to be the hottest, along with tomorrow, so hopefully we'll have learned more relative to today and tomorrow than we are running in the fresher times in the morning at 11 and last thing in the evening.
What in-car tools, whether it be weight jacker or the roll bars, have been most effective for you to kind of reset balance when you feel like the car is going away a little bit while you're out on track?
I mean, the weight jacker especially is new to me. So the first couple of days I was using them quite a lot, the tools. And then yesterday when we were chasing more the fine-tuned balance, we just left them alone because we want to start off with a neutral balance, and then whatever happens during the runs, we then have scope to improve that. So yeah, the bars and the jacker are a very useful tool around here, and they'll definitely be needed in the race. But yeah, we're just trying to get that good balance, and I didn't want to alter too much the balance with the weight jacker, and then that gives us maybe gives me the front end that I'm lacking in aero, but it gives me a mechanical, and then that way I think we could kind of get sidetracked and end up with the wrong balance. So yeah, yesterday we just kind of left them alone and tried to work on the car's natural, trying to get it to a good balance. But yeah, the first 2 days I was playing around with them quite a lot, so it was good learning for me the first couple of days.
We'll wrap it up with one more question here. Again, thanks for some time this morning. You know, for those who obviously can't see this, we are golf carting around pit lane, which is a pretty fun morning, if you ask me. You know, working with Dragon Speed and Elton Julian, what makes Dragon Speed and Elton so successful that maybe people who are IndyCar fans and don't know the sports car side of things, you know, don't know about the team and don't know about him?
I think it's the, you know, he obviously believes a lot in in his team, his crew, his drivers, and that belief gives everyone confidence, and he's got a really nice group together, so we all know our jobs, we all trust each other, so hopefully that makes the learning process of jumping into a series like this, it speeds that up a bit, because, you know, the engineers trust me, I trust the engineer to try and make the changes, so, you know, the idea is that we keep moving forward quicker than we would do if we started, say, a new team and new engineers, you know, it's with keeping that same group consistent through the different series, you know, you still come across similar problems with handling of race cars. So it's learning, the quicker we can diagnose them and the more trust that group has in each other, then the quicker we can get to the bottom of problems. So, you know, I think there's not many people would like to come and do IndyCar. There's not many who would do it.
Yeah.
Because it's so tough. So it's a ballsy move. You know?
I agree.
I think everybody, and I think that's also giving him a lot of respect, because people, like I said, a lot of people would love to do IndyCar, but very few would actually make that step and commitment, especially going it alone. But that's the only way you can learn to be here as an independent team, is by doing it alone and learning all the damper tricks, and that's going to be good for the long term. You know, it's tough at the moment. We know it's tough, but for long term, it will benefit hugely the Dragon Speed team.
Sure. Well, Ben, again, thanks for joining us this morning. Best of luck in qualifying and race weekend. I'm sure we'll see you around. So, thank you again.
No worries. Thank you very much.